Wheat harvest is progressing rapidly from south to north and is in full swing across southern and central Oklahoma. Weekend rain slowed progress in some areas, but warm, dry conditions have crews back in the field. In Carnegie, Ryan Clark of Johnston Grain says business is booming.
We're running through here trucks, got them backed up coming from the east, from the south and north. Test weights still look good, you know, 60, 61, 62, and it's finally dried out, and they've got it back down to 12 to 11 moisture. Yields, I've heard anywhere from the lowest I've heard is about 27 bushel acres. The highest I've heard is a 59.2, and the reason why I know that is I did that myself.
Vincent Smith at the Weatherford Co-op says harvest has resumed after this weekend's rains, but at a slower pace.
We're probably about 15% done, and test weights are running 59 to 60. Yields probably in the 30 bushel range. We had expected maybe in the 40s, but I don't think we're going to be there. So,
in Clinton, Marty Pyron says the wheat looks good, but producers are just a little bit disappointed.
Well, I think they were expecting a little more than what they're ending up getting, probably. I think the yields are around 35 bushel, probably, what we're hearing so far. Test weights are around 59 to 60.
Meanwhile, in the Okarchee and Kingfisher areas, Jay Minton of Plains Partners says they are about 25% done with harvest. Yields are in the 30s to the 60s, but they're slowing down a little bit because they can't find enough harvest crews.
I thought that we would be real, real busy today, but you know, our local guys who have their own equipment are rolling right along, but there's no custom crews to speak of in the area. You know, there's a few, but I think they'll probably be busy south of us cutting good wheat there.
Despite the shortage of custom cutters in some areas, all the elevator operators we spoke with today said that they expect to be done with harvest in 10 days to 2 weeks. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Apel.